to Morondoi. To all intents and purposes, everything seemed to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoi comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Now this is Christmas time. Celebrate instead. With furniture on, you can we'll make it with your wine. Same day approvers and special offers. Get cash back for the best Christmas ever. So we'll make it, hey. Garlic poster in, hey. Ham and black cake eating. Now this is Christmas. Hey. Take advantage of reduced rates all October long at Republic Bank.
We're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and multi-X. Pick two with multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Usher advised Robin to get a checkup for TB as she was still coughing. Jonathan called a girlfriend to arrange a threesome when Kavita entered. He immediately ended the call and lied to her about having other girlfriends. She told him she would start using contraceptives and asked him to go on PrEP. Auntie Myrtle discussed Catalina's planned trip to the UK with Maurice and warned her to be cautious. Right now, Danny has just returned from the farm.
You're listening to The Voice of Guyana, transmitting on 95.1 FM.
Hey, Danny. You back from the farm already?
Yeah, George. All I do today was water the crop.
Oh, okay.
You start packing?
Yeah, heading back to Brazil in the morning.
Gosh, it was nice having you around. Aunt Paulette and Uncle Alexander gonna miss you.
Yeah, I gonna miss them too. I'm thinking I should try and come home every 3 months.
Yeah, that would be nice. What did they do?
They gone for a while. You know, Pa trying to get some exercise in every day. So, Ma went with him.
Oh, good.
Danny, I can't thank you enough for being here with them. I all the way in Brazil, so I feel good knowing that there's someone here to look out for Ma and Pa.
It's no problem. You know I love them like they're my own parents.
Thank you so much, my brother.
Morning.
Morning, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thanks. I stopped by to discuss something concerning the villagers.
Okay.
Uncle Alexander and Auntie Paulette home?
No, they gone for a walk. I not too long come back from the farm. George preparing to head back to Brazil tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
It was real nice being here, but the family needs me back in Brazil.
I'm glad you enjoyed your stay.
So, tell me more about this work you're doing with the villagers.
We helping people to get on the right track with their diet. Holding small group sessions with them, finding out who has problems getting fresh fruits and vegetables. We're trying to organize a system where everybody's planting something and we can barter.
That is such a good idea. You get some of what I plant and I can get some of what you plant. Nice. You make me want to come back home.
You're welcome. But you will have to bring the wife and children.
That might be the hard part.
Oh, they got to come and visit, man.
I'll work on it.
Has she ever had other jobs?
Robin, why are you sleeping this hour today?
I'm just tired, man, Shelley. Blame the heat or something. But I alright though.
That's what you do with him.
What do you mean?
What kind of weight loss tea you drinking or special diet you on?
Weight loss tea? Special diet? Shelly, is what you talking about?
You look in the mirror and see you losing weight?
Oh, I ain't feel so, man.
Well, I ain't got to depend on feelings. I got two eyes and I'm watching you right now.
Man, you know it's stress all around the place. And I just work hard. Security work hours long. And some of these men I got to deal with ain't easy.
Well, I know that too well. The number of times my life was at risk when I was a sex worker.
Not to mention the ones who want to do all kind of things and not use condoms.
I hope you don't ever compromise though.
Shelly, man, I ain't done tell you. No condom, no business.
Girl, sadly some sex workers just compromise if the man got a big bag for them.
Well, not me. No amount of money gonna make I put me life at risk like that.
I remember a time I was so scared I was HIV positive because I compromised and do a lot of stripness. I end up getting chlamydia and now I'm infertile. Can't get children.
Some people only worry about HIV.
So true. But other STIs are very prevalent right here in Guyana. And this is why we need to make sure we do regular checkups.
Yeah, but I know I just be safe with me clients, so I ain't do one in a long time.
You know, you got to get yourself together, Robin. Remember, you got a man in the bush and you ain't know what he doing?
I done tell you, me and Machu got an agreement.
I trust you with all your heart and soul.
Look, we ain't got to talk about this again.
I don't want no friend to be stupid.
It's over 5 years I dealing with this man, Shelly. I love and trust he.
I love Ignatius too. But I don't trust he as far as I could throw he.
And why should he trust you when you had a whole relationship with his nephew?
Well, who tell you he trusts me? Right now me and Ignatius just living like friends. We don't have a sexual relationship.
So what you just do?
What I mean?
You must got feelings. You just cheat?
Girl, I cheat with my nephew and I learn my lesson. It's not that I don't want to be intimate again with my husband though.
So since he ain't getting it from you, where he getting it from?
Ignatius is a big man. He need it like though.
You sure he ain't got another woman?
I just search his phone. No evidence.
Okay. But it's a sad way for live, buddy. Married, living in the same house and no intimacy? Nah.
Yeah.
You got to do something to seduce the man, because I can't see...
Robin, you know how many other married couples has lived just like me and Ignatius?
Yes, and enough of them got other people doing it for them. You know how many married men we sex workers this deal with.
Yep. And some of them don't want to use condoms. Robin, this is a messed up thing, you know. Imagine you as a wife, sitting home being faithful to your husband. And he outside doing the most without protecting himself. Next thing you know, you end up catching something because of his recklessness.
Both women and men does do dirt. But girl, what I can tell you, it comes down to love and trust.
And protecting yourself. Thank God we live in a time where HIV is no longer a death sentence. And even HIV positive people who strict with the medication, their viral load becomes undetectable and they cannot pass on the virus. But as they say, prevention is always better than cure.
True.
Anyway, I want you go and check yourself out. You ain't doing nothing about the calf, and now you're losing weight.
It's just stress, man. No worries.
Go to the doctor and find out for sure. I gonna follow you.
You're listening to 95.1 FM in Lethem. Wherever you are, we have you covered.
Me and Leah having a session this weekend. We're talking about greens.
So, it's encouraging people to eat more fruits, vegetables, and greens?
Yes. Leah, what you say?
I think it's easier to get through to the younger folks. The older folks are more set in their ways. So, it takes so much more work to get through to them.
Like Pa, it took him being in the hospital twice before he made up his mind to change his diet.
And hopefully, he sticks to it.
Yes? You serious?
That's one of the reasons I stopped by, Danny. I had a thought. Auntie Paulette said she's willing to help.
Right.
What if we get her to work with the older folks? Some of the seniors might more listen to an elder like themselves.
Not a bad idea at all.
You think she will go for that?
Yeah, man. Ma shouldn't have a problem with that.
Great. And I was also thinking maybe we can do some sessions with the churches too. We have many churches in our communities.
You know I thought about that. We will work on it.
I'm really proud of the work y'all doing, man. I wish I was around more to help.
All I want you to do, George, is adjust just like how we are adjusting in these communities. No matter where in the world we are, it is important that we eat a balanced diet with at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day.
A balanced diet can save us from a lot of diseases, save us from being vitamin and mineral deficient, can help us to be more productive.
Right. Because when you eat the right foods, it energizes you and got you feeling good.
I must admit that since Pa came out the hospital, I've been using all the fresh greens, steamed greens and so, and it got me feeling different. Different in a good way.
Yep.
I'm really glad I made this trip back home here in the Rupununi. I'm going back to Brazil with new plans of what me, my wife and children will be eating. Pa is diabetic, but no other family member must become diabetic because of our diet.
Correct. A lot of people like to say a particular sickness runs in their family, but it is often because of how and what the family eats.
Yes.
I am just happy that we are making these changes in our communities. Our people were the first to come to this country and we survived so much. We can do anything we put our minds to, including eating more fruits, vegetables, and grains.
And thankfully, we're beginning to see results. My hope is that one day we won't have to have these conversations, that people will just know what we need to do and why.
I see a lot of promise with the younger people.
Keep up the good work, guys. I know when I come back, I'll see a lot of progress.
Certainly.
And I also hope that when I come back, I will get good news about the two of you.
What?
Danny, you know you like Cleo, don't I?
Hey, George, look.
Leia.
We're just friends.
Friends? By the time I come back to Guyana, y'all gonna tell me y'all getting married? Just wait and see. Let's make a toast with this lovely coconut water. To health, a diet filled with lots of fruits, vegetables and grains, and long life.
Cheers!
Matthew, I call you tonight to ask you something.
Anything, Robin, my love. What's going on, babes?
Don't get upset.
Why are you going to get upset? You know I could talk to you all night.
I've been thinking about something.
Okay.
You remember when we agree that if you go with anybody up there, you can use a condom?
Yeah.
So, you've been sticking to that? Matthew? Matthew?
Yeah, I still here.
You hear the question I ask you?
Yeah.
So,
look, a couple of times, you know.
Couple times what?
Look, I promise you ain't got nothing to worry about. I know what you're doing, man.
No, Matthew. I want you come straight out and tell me what you really saying.
Look, a couple of times, yeah, I might, you know, but it's only clean girls.
Matthew, what nonsense you telling me this good night about clean girls? We had an agreement.
Now, Robin, you know, sometimes in the heat of the moment,
I don't want to hear no nonsense. You telling me you having sex with other women without using a condom?
Look, I said a couple of times I might just slip up. But then women I just deal with is clean things.
Oh gosh, what is this tonight?
Look, I never give you no reason to worry about nothing. And you should not start worrying now, babe.
I shouldn't start worrying? You had to be doing this all this time when I think you're protecting yourself. You put me at risk. You promised me, Matthew.
Promise you. Good.
How you could do this to me, buddy? How you could do this to me, Matthew? No.
Just calm down, the man, Robin. What are you crying for? Robin. Robin.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, the Food Policy Division, Ministry of Health, and the National Tushau Council under the iPad-funded HESAD project.